AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. At least 12 people have died so far after more than a week of drenching severe storms in Northern California. Sean Drury is with California Highway Patrol.
Trees are posing a significant threat in this storm due to the high winds and severely saturated soil. The number one thing you can do to ensure your safety while driving during these storms is slow down.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in into the early hours of Tuesday morning, and that's the imperative that we're trying to express.
President Biden meets with North American leaders in just a few hours in Mexico City. Trade, security, and immigration are on the agenda. CBS News correspondent Enrique Acevedo is there.
President Biden's visit to Mexico comes as we're seeing a new increase in the number of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's due in part to additional push factors along the traditional reasons driving migrants out of their communities. Those factors include the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic across Latin America, climate change, and an erosion of democratic order in the region.
Prince Harry is getting a lot of attention for claims in his new memoir, Spare. One of them involves a fight that turned physical with his brother, Prince William. Harry talked about it on CBS's 60 Minutes.
He had a few issues which were based not on reality. And I was defending my wife, and he was coming for my wife. She wasn't there at the time, but through the things that he was saying, I was defending myself, and we moved from one room into the kitchen, and his frustrations were growing and growing and growing. He was shouting at me, I was shouting back at him. It wasn't nice, it wasn't pleasant at all. And he snapped, and he pushed me to the floor.
Authorities in Brazil say they've arrested hundreds of supporters of former President Bolsonaro who stormed government buildings. Rioters claim the latest presidential election was rigged. The BBC's Katie Watson has more.
There was a mounted policeman pulled from his horse by the crowd. There were doors and windows broken to access Congress. Tear gas fired. This is just showing how strong the opposition is to Lula and how these protesters are not giving up their fight for Lula to leave the presidential palace.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has new guidelines on how to treat obesity in kids. The organization says doctors should evaluate and treat children struggling with their weight aggressively. That means using medication for kids as young as 12, and they say surgery should be an option for kids as young as 13. Obesity affects more than 14 million kids in the U.S. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at W.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Vote after vote, nomination after nomination, Democrats are united. Just like we were united when we passed the American Rescue Plan to get our economy back on track. United when we passed the infrastructure law to rebuild America. United when we capped insulin at $35, passed historic gun safety legislation, and passed the PACT Act to help our nation's veterans. United when Democrats passed the CHIPS and Science Act to bring manufacturing back to America. United when Democrats passed the Inflation Reduction Act to reduce our deficit and protect our environment. Democrats are unified to tackle the climate crisis, while Republicans are mired in their own leadership crisis. Madam Clerk, House Democrats are ready, willing, and able to get to work for the American people. We'll do so under leadership of Hakeem Jeffries.
Ted Lieu, congressional rock star and popcorn eater.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Rick tweets, just a reminder, what you're seeing today is the result of Newt Gingrich and Rush Limbaugh's brew of toxic rhetoric and petulant childlessness. Yeah, it really is. This is not new. Ellie Mistal said, sure, the 20 insurrectionists just want to watch the world burn, but McCarthy would rather be king of the ashes than cut a deal with Democrats and create a governing coalition.
Yep.
Focusing on the one crazy people problem and not the deeper GOP establishment problem is a mistake. Thank you, Ellie. And one last one. Lindy Lee said, Trump begged Republicans to vote for Kevin McCarthy. He failed. Trump begged Republicans to vote for Oz, Masters, Walker, Dixon, Palin, Laxalt, Mastriano, Lake, Baldock. He failed. Trump begged Republicans to vote for him. He failed. The orange devil has lost control over his cult. Yeah, this was, what did we play last hour? Then they actually laugh. They are laughing at him.
Yes.
Where is this? Which one is this we opened with?
Nominated 27.
Him. Yeah.
The Honorable Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received one.
Fantastic.
Actual laughter.
Ellie Mistal also said cable news should bring on a professional dominatrix to explain the McCarthy situation at this point.
I mean,
I think I went with Gimp in the basement.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction.
Gimp's sleeping.
Yeah.
We'll wake him up.
Okay. Michael in the Bronx. Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Hey, folks. You know, first, let me confess that I'm not much of a popcorn eater. I'm more into pretzels. And I thought that would be appropriate. Yep, even I thought that'd be appropriate given how twisted these GOPs are.
Okay.
So that reminds me of that. But I am so glad for Hakeem Jeffries to really remind everybody of how this GOP party is, and that if Democrats that have been walking the walk and been showing how much they care for this nation, GOPs are only about themselves. And I thought on this second anniversary of January 6th, we will finally get some indictments. Don't forget, we have up to 35 GOPs in Congress having partaken in in the insurrection in one way, shape, or form. So it's time to get it together and start bringing about some true justice and get this government back on track.
Yep, absolutely. All right, thank you, Mike. Lindy Lee says, abandoning a sex abuse enabler Jim Jordan, teen sex trafficker Matt Gaetz nominates grabbing rapist Donald Trump to defeat adulterer Kevin McCarthy. This is the party that claims the mantle of Jesus Christ. I'm going to save that one for John Fugelsang.
Yeah. You may have some thoughts.
None of that is very Jesus-y.
No, it is not. Duty to Warn says the Republicans have become a national security risk. Now a warning, Duty to Warn? I don't think now, but just now they've become a national security risk.
No.
Now a warning?
I would say when they tried to overthrow the United States government and also, you know, sided with Putin. And
whatever.
A bunch of things before now. Okay, and Brooklyn Dad Defiant, our friend, said, remember that time Nancy Pelosi lost her bid for the speakership 11 times? No, that's because she won 9 consecutive leadership elections, all on the first ballot. Remember that as the, was it the 12th or 11th round began?
That was the 11th round yesterday. The 12th will be today at noon.
Will be today at noon?
Maybe. Who knows how many we'll have today?
Michael in Oakland. Hello, Mike.
Hi. You know, I think you can actually trace, you know, what's happening right now. Is if you remember, the first question that was asked in the first debate that Trump did when he was running for president was, who will promise not to break off and start an independent campaign? And he was the only one that wouldn't do that.
Right.
And then within I don't know how long, they sent whatever that guy was over to Trump Tower to have him sign that pledge. Okay.
This is the part of me and Travis' dream that is still alive, is that Donald Trump will be indicted in prison and run third party.
It's a yes and.
Right?
Dream.
Right,
big.
Michael? Think
dream
big.
Big.
Big picture.
Yeah, he's definitely on his way to prison, I think. But,
yeah.
But
right. Yeah.
That was the Faustian bargain. And there's no, that's what they were doing was the rest of the Republicans who are now so angry that this 10% breakoff fraction is causing all this trouble. They sold their souls to them right there.
Yeah.
And the lesson of, you know, you were a theater major, memory serves.
Yes.
The lesson of the Faustian bargain.
Thank you.
Is that there's no buybacks. Once you've sold it, the devil's got you. Okay.
That's right.
The only, I think there's only one version of the legend where Faust gets out of it, but he has to drop to his knees and beg for forgiveness and say he was wrong. Do you see any of the Republicans doing that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I got my theater degree in what year? Being born in 1981, what year did I get my theater degree?
Right after Faust was written.
Didn't you graduate in 1982?
Yeah.
No. I was born in 1981. Michael? Okay, never mind. Never mind. Have you noticed this is like left-wing Mar-a-Lago? Like you have to pay service to the big lie, and then you can speak to me.
You have to kiss your ring.
Yes, exactly. I haven't even done that math, so if I was born in 1981, I would have gotten my theater degree in. All right.
I'm not helping you with that.
What year did you really get your theater degree?
I beg your pardon. It was 21 years after I was born, that would be 2000. And
you would have gotten it after 9/11.
Right.
Really?
Okay.
Really?
Marie in Atlanta. Hello, Marie.
I worked with you before 9/11.
To Left Wing Mar-a-Lago. Hi, Marie.
Yes, Stephanie, it is your official legal lady.
2003. I got my theater degree in 2003 from USC. Did you just laugh at me directly, Marie? How dare you?
At your face.
The late night Stephanie Miller program that only lasted 12 weeks was in the mid-90s.
La la. Marie, go ahead.
You are not.
Are you talking about that Danny Bonaducci show?
Yes.
So
the day the big lie all came crashing down. Yes, Marie, go ahead.
You might want to have the MOOCs queue up, I don't know, something as long as Stairway to Heaven, because what I'm going to tell you as a legal issue is probably going to make you have a little rumbly-tumbly kind of thing.
Okay. We've already been there today.
Okay, we're going to get a truth bomb.
Let's do Anagata Devita, the long version. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, understand, some of the reporting about what kind of deals Kevin McCarthy has been striking include a single vote by a member to essentially remove, if he should get the speaker, to remove the speaker from the position.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if I agreed to that rule in here, I would have been gone on the first day. Do you know that? Just one of these insurrectionists would have just been like, we vote, you go. And
I think the past people would have
and they would
been
be squatters in my house, and I would be living somewhere in the
I think some past
park.
People that were here might have
gotten
to you
first. For sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Fannie would vote for you. Fannie Sicker would vote for you.
That's true. All right. Thank you, honey. Thank you, Marie.
Anyway.
Okay. Oh, was that it?
Wait.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Take the long view. What happens if there's a vacancy in the presidency and the vice presidency, if they think they can impeach both, and then you have a vacancy, essentially the speaker is next. If the speaker can be removed, who do they put back in who then ascends to the presidency?
Yeah.
That's the long game.
Yeah, dear God. I don't know. And then I think it is the Hamburglar. Isn't he next in line, the Hamburglar?
Rubble. Give him a shot.
No. All right, let's get to the fun stuff. So this is it me or did Fox News almost implode this week? What with Hannity fighting with Boebert and Brian Kilmeade calling the Republicans insurrectionists? And what else? This Booker definitely got fired. This guy wrote a book on football, so she ostensibly, with Laura Ingraham, was having him on about football.
To talk about the injury.
Yes.
Things the NFL could do tomorrow, but they're not going to do it until there's an economic incentive. The reason they settled that lawsuit is because they had a PR problem. It's like at Fox News when you have hosts who are allegedly sexually harassing people. Fox News throws money at that to make that PR problem go away. That's what happens
so
when big corporations are powerful people.
Well, nobody's done more.
I mean, you know that, Laura, right? You know that.
That's a cute little move.
That is a cute move.
She really enjoyed that. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
There's more. He came for her.
That Booker got fired, much like the O'Reilly Booker that tried to book me. That guy's probably got fired a long time ago, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, run that up the flagpole over there. Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to come on tonight.
Okay. And then you'd never heard from
back. No.
The reason that people change their behavior is because there's an economic incentive. A couple of years ago when you talked to the survivor of Parkland mass shooting,
Nice try, buddy. I appreciate it.
This is
what they always do. What the?
Oh.
I don't know who that guy is, but I want to date and kiss and marry him. Right. So then his feet and his mic were cut off.
Mm-hmm.
He said a couple years ago when you taunted a survivor of the Parkland mass shooting, you apologized only because advertisers withdrew from your show. Just so you could hear that without Laura Ingraham talking over it.
Oh, nice try. See what you did there.
Nice try, little buddy. She said, this is what they always do, meaning people who come on and accidentally tell the truth on Fox News.
Yeah.
And then they get their mic cut off.
Well, that's what you did.
Yeah, and then I get lectured the next day.
Yeah, by Neil Cavuto.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I don't know.
The truth?
It's like a lecture by Kermit the Frog. Some left-wing ones that came on here yesterday. Hi-ho.
That Booker was fired, too.
Whatever.
Yeah, I've forgotten a lot of Bookers fired at Fox News. Let's go to Fred in Chicago. Hi, Fred. Welcome.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Chris. Hi, Travis.
Hi.
Real fast. Has Hope Hicks testified under oath to the DOJ?
I believe she did.
Yeah, well, we shall see. Let's hope.
Okay, if she did, it should be all over.
Yeah,
I for Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah,
no doubt about it.
Well, let's hope that Glenn Kirshner is right and justice is coming. Tick tock, tick tock. Okay. Oh, also on Fox News, if it didn't implode over the Hannity and the Ingraham thing, Pete Buttigieg, I don't know how he keeps getting invited back because he kicks their ass every single time.
Oh, he handed Brett Baer.
Yes. They asked, he says yes.
Yes, exactly.
You also brought your husband, Chasten, on a military aircraft to attend a sporting event in Netherlands.
What a spin to put on.
No. But was that reimbursed? Because that was one of the controversies.
Of course
the price.
I led a presidential delegation to support American wounded warriors and injured service members, the Invictus Games, as has been tradition for many years. I led the American delegation. It was one of the great honors of my time in this job. And the diplomatic protocol on a presidential delegation is that the principal is often accompanied by their spouse. It was a great trip. It was incredible.
And he went on to say,
here's what I want you to understand. Before me, it was the Secretary of the Army under President Trump who took that trip with his wife. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was Mrs. Trump as First Lady who went to the Invictus Games. Before that, Mrs. Obama did the same thing.
Sure.
And I guess the question on my mind is, if no one's raising questions about why Secretary Esper and his wife led that delegation, they should have, then why is it any different when it's me and my husband?
Understood.
All right, understood.
Understood.
Brett Baer got the message.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, they do keep inviting him back on, and he's just so good at that.
Well, he also speaks their language.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of explains to that audience what the Democrats are doing in Republican language.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which is playing gotcha.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, are they having a Match Lap on to talk about?
I hope so.
Okay. All right, we haven't gotten to that yet.
Oh, that's my favorite. That, oh.
Well, that CPAC that he runs is awfully anti-gay, isn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of...
No,
yeah.
But he did let...
Homophobic
he,
rhetoric.
He did let the gays come back to it.
Interesting.
I
a staffer for Herschel Walker's Senate campaign has alleged that longtime Republican activist Matt Schlapp made sustained and unwanted and unsolicited sexual contact with him while the staffer was driving Schlapp from an Atlanta bar this past November. He said he groped and fondled his crotch in the car against his will after him buying him drinks at two different bars. Schlapp, the staffer recalled, said he wanted to spend the evening discussing the staffer's professional future.
Do my favorite line, please.
Okay, well, you two seem to be obsessed with the part about that he was, how did he describe it? Is it like pounding his...
Pummeled my junk.
He said there was pummeling involved, which you always tell me that's not what that sounds like.
No.
I don't know what pummeling... I don't know who thinks pummeling is...
That's not sexy.
That is not a gentle lover.
No.
is not how you treat that
I
thing.
I mean, some people may be into that. I am not.
Matt Schlapp into CBT.
Yeah. It is CBT.
That's CBT.
Guess who tweeted in 2019, with five daughters, I prefer Biden to be several doors down, not next door. Who said that?
Mickey Mouse.
No, that'd be Matt Schlapp.
Oh.
Yeah, with one son, I'd prefer Matt Schlapp to not be next door.
Pummeling. Wow.
CBT, Stephanie.
That's CBT.
I do recall, like, I don't know if you ever saw Puppetry of the Penis, but I have to say I have been surprised in my, you know, back in my, long time ago, hetero escapades, that some men do like a firm touch. I was not, not aware of that. But pummeling, I was not, that's...
Well, a firm touch is different than pummeling.
Yeah.
Is it like a speed bag? Like,
yes, pummeling is what they've been doing to Kevin McCarthy all week.
Pummeling and Kevin McCarthy's is what that's what they've been doing?
Yes.
That is a pummeling.
That's a pummeling.
Yeah, but that's what I picture is like a speed bag.
That's,
right? Like
that's
a,
exactly
buggety,
what
buggety,
it
buggety,
is.
Buggety, 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 buggety.
Yeah.
Is that turning you guys on?
No,
buggety, buggety?
Not at all.
Not at all.
All right, well.
Some people it does.
Okay.
And you know what? Good for them.
Dudes are weird. 22 minutes.
Chicks are weird.
I like a lover with an easy touch. I like a slow hand.
You don't want to get pummeled down there?
No, I do not. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Barty's Nature Blend. Nature's Blend. That's what dogs say when you fright. I shake a shaky bag. I shake a shake bag. A little river dance. Listen, artificial preservatives, cardboard-like fillers, mystery meat meal. You don't want your dog eating any of that. Blah, as Snoopy would say. Blah. B-L-E-C-H. Blah. Many commercial dog foods packed with these ingredients, which have been linked to health issues that can negatively affect your dog's lifespan. That's why I'm so glad I found Nature's Blend premium freeze-dried raw food from Dr. Marty, a renowned veterinarian who's worked with celebrities and countless doggy parents to support the health and happiness of their older dogs.
Yep.
We've talked to Dr. Marty. He is delightful. He is passionate about taking care of your doggy. It has zero artificial preservatives, fillers, meat byproduct meal, or any junk food ingredient. Just premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, antioxidant rich vegetables and fruit. And it helps give your dog a full, happy life at any age. For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free pack of premium dog treats. They will do anything for those dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you can discover Civil War history, savor Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Aboard the newest fleet of American River boats, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Ready, everybody? Time to cruise. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about.
A new report from Politico shines a light on candidate quality problems that plagued Republicans throughout the 2020 midterms. One Republican, Dan Crenshaw, said, "We lost races we easily should have won. We elected 25-year-olds to be our nominees. I'm sure they're nice people, but they have 2 years work experience at most, so in the general election, people are like, no, we're not electing that. Fight, fight, fight. They're all awful."
Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though. Learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I want a man with a slow hand. I want a lover with an easy touch. I want somebody who will spend some time. Not climbing,
no pummeling.
No pummeling.
No pummeling, Matchlap. Okay. Oh, he's the one that just had the Christmas party that Brett Kavanaugh and other notorious.
Yeah.
You know, family values.
Mm-hmm.
Conservatives went to. Okay, Eric tweets, we have to assume every flight carries COVID-19 while the pandemic is still raging. 96% of flights positive for COVID in toilet wastewater is a lot. Assume in air, too. Please mask up unless you want to play Russian roulette with long COVID, which is why I'm wearing my boosted shirt, which you can purchase at stephaniemiller.com. Okay. Do we have a... Oh, no, we don't have time for that now. All right, I'm saving the whole Byron... Donald's thing for Frangela. That would be the African-American that they tried to nominate for Speaker. Mitchell Robinson tweets, in 2000, I was looking for it, he pled guilty to a felony bribery charge as part of a scheme to defraud a bank.
Of course, as you do.
Yeah, that's that guy. 29 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang next.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. More than a week of harsh weather has caused at least a dozen deaths in Northern California. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson tracks the latest storm.
Overnight, you're going to be seeing pouring rain from the Central Coast up through San Francisco, up as far north as Redding, and then inland to the Central Valley, Sacramento, up into the Sierra foothills.
President Biden makes a trip that some critics say is long overdue. CBS's Christina Ruffini on his visit to El Paso, Texas.
Surrounded by border agents, President Biden walked along the fence separating the U.S. and Mexico. It's his first trip to the border since taking office.
Prince Harry exposes rifts in the royal family on 60 Minutes with contributor Anderson Cooper. One of those rifts is with his stepmother.
You and your brother both directly asked your dad not to marry Camilla.
Yes.
Why?
We didn't think it was necessary. We thought that it was going to cause more harm than good.
His memoir, Spare, comes out Tuesday. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Didn't work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can STEM, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
Or clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh.
She can STEM, so can you.
Find a cure.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
We American people, no matter how you vote, are sick and tired of drama, and this is nothing but drama. We're on multiple days now with multiple candidates from this group, so I'm not sure how Lauren Boebert on one hand can demand so much out of Kevin McCarthy, but then demand nothing out of someone else and be willing to vote for them to be speaker. That's not serious. I don't think that's leadership, and I really see it as more obstruction than progress.
That would be noted, whore and harlot, according to Ellie Alexander. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah. Should we say stick a spork foot in Kevin McCarthy?
Sure.
He's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stick a spork foot in him. Oh, let's review. This would be Ali Alexander about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I will not suffer this harlot. I will not be taught vows and loyalty, commitment from a whore. You have got me mistaken for some damn fool, and a fool Ali Alexander has never been called. In the coming days, I'm going to reveal that Marjorie Taylor Greene, in my summation and the summation of lawyers, committed a crime. That crime is going to be handed to the state of Georgia. The state of Georgia will decide whether they adjudicate that crime or not.
The way he hits that high note with
whore!
He went Seinfeld on that.
Yeah.
Who are these whores?
Whores.
Huh? Okay.
Really leveled up there.
Wow. That's very Christian of him.
With Fugelsang. With John Fugelsang.
Hi, Personal Comedy Jesus. Hi.
Happy January 6th.
Yeah.
Treason's greetings to all who celebrate.
What did I say? Oh, I saved this for you. Lindy tweeted, abandoning sex abuser enabler Jim Jordan, teen sex trafficker Matt Gaetz nominates pussy-grabbing rapist Donald Trump to defeat adulterer Kevin McCarthy. This is the party that claims the mantle of Jesus Christ. Okay, I saved that for you because...
Let me tell you, baby, like I said before the break, we got to watch all of it, savor all of it, enjoy every vote. It's like porn for the angels, and the Lord brought lube.
Yeah.
That's what
that might be my new
and
favorite.
Just think about this. It would be terrible if Steve Scalise became our Speaker of the House, but it might be worth it just to see all of this public posturing Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing all for nothing. It would be beautiful to see her make a deal with the devil and another devil wins. Either way, welcome. This is the Trump chaos. It's going to go on for two more years. All these talking head steppers saying, oh, the GOP's descended into chaos. I'm like, where did the dissent part come
right.
in? Where Pope Gingrich, was there a dissent from Quayle to Palin to Trump is kind of a flat line, historically speaking. So I love it. Just please, God, give me the confidence of a mediocre white guy who moves furniture into the speaker's office before he's got the votes.
Ron tweets, last 24 hours, Rudy sued for sexual harassment. Male staffer says he was groped by Matt Schlapp. Kilmeade calls the Freedom Caucus insurrectionist. Hannity attacked Boebert. Ali calls Marjorie Taylor Greene a whore. McCarthy fails again. Mace calls Gaetz a fraud. Loomer called Marjorie Taylor Greene Benedict Arnold. Oh, this is just...
Yeah.
Is there enough popcorn in the National Reserve? I do not know.
It almost takes all the fun out of actual train wrecks, doesn't it? I mean... Kevin McCarthy has now lost 11 votes in the same room where he voted to throw out yours. It's just beautiful. McCarthy has caved so many times, there are miners trapped inside of him. It is just, it is so beautiful to watch. Hakeem Jeffries is just popping open a Schlitz. Joe Biden is just going to go windsurfing. They got 2 years to just put their policies into effect. Here's infrastructure. Now it's working. Hey, seniors, here's your lower drug prices. Meanwhile, this is going to be going on. And Kevin McCarthy, I'm sorry, man. It's great watching all the young guns fall. You know,
yes.
Cantor was sweet. Ryan was beautiful. But this, it's heavenly. I mean, he's like Satan's little plot to make John Boehner look good.
You actually tweeted, the only thing more humiliating for Kevin McCarthy than losing the GOP speaker vote is everything that happens if he actually becomes speaker. I mean,
right?
He's negotiated everything away, all his power.
His whole tenure would be just the different caucuses eating him alive in front of cameras and laughing at him. He would be a pinata for his own side. I mean, it's going to take Donald Trump 8 years to lose a popular vote 3 times. And Kevin McCarthy did that on Tuesday. Like, it's honestly, he makes me ashamed that I used to spend all those years cooking meth in Bakersfield, you know?
You said voting against Kevin McCarthy also marks the first time the Freedom Caucus has ever actually enjoyed democracy. I mean,
well, anniversary
of January 6th today is just, this is, the insurrection is just continuing, right? This is their goal. Chaos.
Yes, this is it. I mean, when you think about it, Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans blocking him all ironically share the same pre-existing sedition. I mean, they're all evil.
I see what you did there.
Folks, enjoy this. We had to go through so many years of the Bernie fans and the Hillary fans having this civil war that hurt the party so much. And God bless Pelosi, who I give the most credit to for bringing this caucus together in 2017, saving health care for America in 2017. And now, I mean, look what we see, this new cadre of Democratic leadership and the GOP just completely turning their dumpster fire into a train wreck.
We
have to figure out this. They're all racist. I mean, this is the anniversary of them throwing out. You know, it's not just the anniversary of the thugs and MAGA hats trying to end our democracy. Yeah. It's the anniversary of the thugs in cheap suits like McCarthy and Matt Gaetz trying to kill our democracy later that night. They're all the same cult of selfishness. And sooner or later in the era of Trump, they will all turn on each other. Guys, this is just foreplay until Rudy and Trump go after each other. That's when you know we've reached peak karma.
Right.
You retweeted someone who said it was just 3 years ago. It was Liz Cheney's high honor and great privilege to nominate Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. And you said, proving once again that Liz Cheney will go down in history as having been right about that one thing that one time.
That
is true. You know, yeah.
God bless her, folks. But again, my Democratic friends, I know it's really exciting seeing Dick Cheney's daughter doing one thing moral, but she still wants women to go to jail for abortion. She still thinks millionaires have it rough. She still thinks the Iraq war was a swell idea. Liberals, check your appreciation. Okay. Yeah. We're glad we can use Liz Cheney when it's good for the party, just like Democrats have to learn to use Donald Trump to kneecap Ron DeSantis, because he's the only guy who's won this week.
Now, I know you've never spoken about homophobic hypocrites, but let's talk about Matt Schlapp. I don't know if this tweet was for him. You said, every guy who tells you same-sex attraction is a choice that must be resisted probably has some experience resisting it.
Yeah. That was before, actually.
You tweeted that before.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't in reference to Matt Schlapp, but again, these are the bigots, right? And that's what we've got. And I mean, you got to remember, when these bigots get you down, when these scapegoaters, when these xenophobic toads get you depressed, remember that when they're old, the senior care workers who will one day be feeding, dressing, and changing these bigots are probably all going to be immigrants. So just remember, Karp is playing this game too. Schlapp is what Schlapp is and what his wife is. And again, I come back to this again, Steph, the real villain is the U.S. media for never calling out the revoltingly false Christianity of the Republican movement.
Yeah.
Never. The media lets them wear this camouflage. And it's another reason why you can never say the media is liberal, because if they were, they would ask some of these Christians what's actually in the book they wave around like a prop.
Yeah, yeah. Lindsey Graham tweeted, how does this end when Kevin McCarthy secures 213 votes, one more than Hakeem Jeffries? To those Republicans who suggest it's better to have Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker, you must understand that means backing policies like D.C. statehood and Puerto Rican statehood. And you said, when your number one and two fears are taxpaying black and brown citizens potentially having representation. I mean, yeah, I keep saying they dispensed with the dog whistles a long time ago, right?
Oh, it's a train whistle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at Greg Abbott on Christmas Eve. I mean, like, none of these alleged Christians care at all about what Jesus talked about between the manger and the cross. They love their manger, and they love their execution. They love ignoring what happened in between. These folks Greg Abbott used as props on Christmas Eve were not illegal aliens. Seeking asylum's not illegal. Their Christianity's a fraud. And none of these fascists realize the symbolism of doing this on Christmas. You idiots. Christianity is supposed to be a sanctuary city.
John, I know we always talk about the failings of the mainstream media, and I get that it was the holidays, but oh my God, should that not have been a bigger story? The Greg Abbott shipped, I mean, I was back east over the holidays. It was 6 degrees where I was. I believe it was 14 degrees in D.C. when he shipped women, children, babies to stand in the cold for a PR stunt again in front of what was Kamala Harris's house.
With no plans for their safety, no plans for their protection, lying about open borders. Guys, we have to shut this down. No politician has called for open borders since Ronald Reagan, who did support it. And again, the Abbott does this for the same reason that DeSantis does it. They do it because it's performative cruelty to brown people for Christian white votes.
Yeah.
That's the racket. The meaner they act, the more the fake Christians like them.
Yeah, the president has said he will go to the border because, of course, that's all Fox News understands is, you know, physical stunts, like you have to go there. Yeah. But the president pointed out something important.
Congressional Republicans have refused to consider my comprehensive plan. And they rejected my recent request for an additional $3.5 billion to secure the border and funds for 2,000 new asylum personnel, another asylum officers and personnel, and 100 new immigration judges, so people don't have to wait years to get their claims adjudicated, which they have a right to make a claim legally. And the failure to pass and fund this comprehensive plan has increased the challenges that we're seeing at our southwest border. No one knows this better than the vice president.
Do you feel like what's going on right now in the House, does it? Because I think the thing that mostly strikes me is, how does anyone vote for these clowns? I mean, do you think it's going to get clearer that they just have no interest in governing? They have no interest in solving any problems. The whole border thing is just a stunt that they want to keep screaming about. They don't want to actually do anything.
No, they can't. They can't do anything about it, because if they fix it, they can't run on the problem anymore. That's the problem they're going to have with abortion. It's going to get a lot harder for them to fundraise off of baby killing when the baby killing has been banned in these red states, and they're too busy trying to ignore the enormous pressure on taxpayers because so many poor women are being forced to have babies they can't afford to raise. So you're totally right. Biden's the most relaxed guy in the room. The GOP's doing him a huge favor. The Supreme Court kind of did as well. Let's be honest about that. Yeah. But, you know, Biden's just saying, here's your choice. I've got these plans to try to help, or you get the room full of monkeys flinging poo at each other. What's your choice? The problem is, Steph, the voters back home like the monkeys throwing poo at each other. Owning the libs is what conservatism means now. There's no ideology. I mean, what is the ideological difference between Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert and Kevin McCarthy? You know, it's not even over principle anymore.
Yeah.
It's just over power.
They just exist. They're just a party about hating other people, just about hating people.
They are all Donald Trump NFT cards loaded up with fake muscles. That's all they are. It's not real. The muscles are fake, and you got scammed. They're all Trump.
And we
NFT.
Know from real muscles here at the Stephanie Miller Show, don't we, Chris?
Sure. Yes.
Hulk
yes,
smash.
I can see Chris's muscles before he turns the corner.
John Fugelsang, here right here on Sirius XM Progress. Yay, go Team Progress. Love you, John.
Guys, thank you. Happy New Year. It's so good to see you all. I'm going to be playing at the Depot Theater in Garrison, New York in 2 weeks on January 21st, trying out some new stuff. So come on to the Hudson Valley area where Stephanie Miller has classed up the joint so many times. Thank you, guys. Have a great
thank you, John. Bye.
Thanks, John.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Lines.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a boat horn?
Yeah.
That was, all right. Looking for a quaint, relaxing summer vacation? Maybe a quaint seaside village in a historic harbor in New England? How about that? You can get there from here.
You can get there from here. Mm-hmm.
American Cruise Lines, their new fleet of small cruise ships can transport you to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. All delightful. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline, marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, best of all, there's lobster involved, an authentic lobster bake,
lobster
on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony as their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Check out all the amazing cruises at American Cruise Lines. Request your free cruise guide today at americancruiselines.com.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, remember the last time you had two great nights sleep in a row? Still thinking? I've been sleeping better than I have in years thanks to my Cozy Earth sheets. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. 13 years and over 5,000 five-star reviews later, they have never wavered on that promise. That is one reason Cozy Earth is the brand that's made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Another is their luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, and pajamas, or their new bath collection, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. And for a limited time, you can order their bedding in two new colors, olive and navy. Plus, every bedding item comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Save 35% on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, type in Stephanie, checkout. Save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie, CozyEarth.com.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dynovite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynovite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
We're so confident you'll see an improvement, we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee with your order at Dynovite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynovite.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit getvaccineanswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Write it. Get it. Frangela. Get on the train in a minute. If you were wondering today, how many more times is Kevin McCarthy going to hit himself in the with a brick? The answer would be perhaps endlessly. He said we shouldn't leave. Why should we leave if we haven't gotten our work done? He said the voting may continue through the weekend. He's not going. He's not going. If today's votes produce no results, they're going to stay. He's going to stay. You're going to love me. You're going to love me.
I love how all your musical references are like early 80s.
If he wants to get if he wants to get pummeled all weekend, he could just call Matt Schlapp.
Yeah, he's into pummeling.
Yeah, if you want your pummeled all weekend, Matt Schlapp will be
happy.
Yeah,
you have to keep the whole house there. Just call Matt Schlapp.
Pete in Valley Glen. Hi, Pete. Welcome.
Hi. You know, I don't know whether they're laughing more because he only got one vote or because they called him honorable.
The honorable Donald J. Trump. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That's going to be a good one for someone that'll be in prison, you know, soon. Okay. Oh, is this, Brian, this is the people trying to spin that this is exactly what the founding fathers wanted. 16. Yes, Brian Mast. Don't know who that is.
Okay. Another Republican douche.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Oh, hold
this
on.
This is real good what they're doing. It's real good.
Turn off the early 80s music. Okay.
Show tunes.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Reflective. Truthfully, this is going to be an incredibly messy 2 years. Mm. And a messy two years because we're allowing the process in Washington, in the Capitol, to play out the way the founders designed it, in a messy way where everybody on both sides of the aisle gets to be a part of it. That's going to make it actually more difficult for us to get the things done that we want to get done. But we're reflective enough to say that's the way things are supposed to work here, not the way that Speaker Pelosi had them work.
So what you're saying is what happened yesterday is what we're going to see more of on repeat.
Yes, you're going to see a messy 2 years in Washington because everybody's going to get a say-so in a way that they haven't.
Yes, messy, messy. Flintstones background, repetitive, led by Barney Rubble,
right?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, same rock tree. Whatever.
Fingers can go on for
a
long
you don't want
time.
That run the way Nancy Pelosi did, just seamlessly, never lost a vote, got an unbelievable record of legislative accomplishments done. Yeah,
done with
you don't want
smile.
That. Oh, the new jobs numbers are good too, by the way. Okay, we don't want any of that. We want mass. Last time we had this many speaker votes, as I mentioned, we had a civil war. Yeah, just to, for historical perspective. Okay, I always like to, make the bacon.
Thanks. Don Bacon?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
Thank you.
This is what I am advocating, and others are as well, not just me. If these 20 refuse to be part of the team and don't come on board, we have no other choice but to go across the aisle and start negotiating. And there's a lot of things you can negotiate. Committee ratios is a big one. Because ordinarily you get a four-seat majority in a tight house like this. Maybe we get it to a two-seat majority instead of four in all these committees. There may be things we can negotiate on subpoenas. There's also on rules, like how to do motions to recommit. There's a lot of things that we could look at to see if we can come up with a more bipartisan house.
Oh, you mean like maybe you have to respond to subpoenas too, like all the January 6th? Oh, yeah, sure, that'd be good.
Okay.
Okay.
If you think we can get past totally partisan bills out of the U.S. House and that a Democrat Senate is going to pass them with a filibuster and get it to the president and get his signature, it's not going to work. In the end, to get things done, you're going to have Democrats on board anyway, and maybe we could build a structure that reflects that from the beginning.
David in Boston. Hello, David.
Hi, Steph. It's been great to see a black woman overseeing the House, and I think they should just stick with her. Sheryl Johnson, she's the House clerk. She's been doing a great job.
Yes.
She seems like a feisty, no-nonsense black woman in the mold of Frangelo. So let's just leave her in charge, right?
Yes. What's America's early warning system, Chris?
Black ladies.
Thank you. Okay. Tom in Wisconsin. Hi, Tom.
Mama, you are gorgeous. When I sit down to watch your show, I shut the door and grab the Vaseline.
Oh, wow. Yes. Seems like I don't. Wow, did I ask to get slapped right now? What is going on?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Warren Davidson.
This is my favorite here. Listen to this logic.
Okay, here we go.
The 20 people are saying, look, there are a whole range of other people that we could get to yes on. We just can't get to yes on Kevin.
So that sounds like you're saying yes. It would be easier if Kevin McCarthy withdrew his name.
Well, but then on the other side, you have some people who say, I'm only going to support Kevin McCarthy. And in a lot of ways, there are a lot of people in our conference who look at the race that we had behind closed doors as essentially a primary election. And for the most part, it was uncontested. At the last minute, Andy Biggs threw his name in there, and it wasn't close. It was like 86% for Kevin. The number now is like 92% on the floor for Kevin of the conference. And at some point, it's like, why won't you abide by the results of the previous elections?
Abide by the results of an election?
That's funny. For Angela next.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah?
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels, said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underly said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute test today.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.